Jazz artists have always used collections of written music called real books to learn jazz standards. As WRTI's Maureen Malloy reports, Philadelphia now has its own real book, shining the spotlight on local composers.
In June of 2016, jazz musicians in and around Philadelphia were preparing and scanning music to submit for consideration for the Philadelphia Real Book. David Zubinski is the Philadelphia Real Book coordinator and editor. He and members of Jazz Bridge, the Philadelphia Clef Club, and the Philadelphia Jazz Project were waiting to start sifting through more than 300 tunes from more than 100 composers. The book is a real book in the traditional sense, a collection of music that aspiring musicians need to know. WRTI jazz host Jeff Duberon is also president of Jazz Bridge.
What it does is it provides sort of a Bible of Philadelphia artists, Philadelphia music, that you can use if you want to play the music, if you want to use it as a source material for learning how to play this music. That's, I think, what the Real Book is all about.
Philadelphia Real Book concerts will spread awareness of the launch, and the performers are Real Book contributors. Odine Pope, Dave Burrell, and the Eubanks brothers are among the headliners. Dwayne and Robin Eubanks were able to submit for their late uncle, the great Ray Bryant. We're currently listening to his song Philadelphia Bound. For contributing composers, the effort to submit is worth the reward. Their music is preserved with proper credit for all to play and enjoy.
10% of the contribution to the purchase goes back to the artist.
And that's why it's not a fake book.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.